JM and the AM on a Monday morning broadcast. Now, we've been focused, rightfully so, over the last few days on our Chesed campaign, It Takes Two. And we have been encouraging people to do kind things, nice things, wonderful gestures for those, especially those in need, before the holiday. And you know the concept. The concept is when they thank you, just encourage them to do the same for somebody else. Hence the hopeful chain reaction, the hopeful domino effect of chesed throughout our entire community. There is somebody out there in our community who's involved in chesed on a regular basis, and I can only imagine what goes on now before the holiday of Pesach. He is the chief executive officer and executive director of the Met Council on Jewish Poverty. It's our good friend David Greenfield, who's with us live via telephone. David, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning. It is amazing to be back. And speaking of chesed, I personally am so grateful for the over 1,000 people so far who are supporting your efforts to rebuild your studio, which provides tremendous community for Klal Yisrael and such wonderful people out there. And I'm going to use my first minute to plug the Cause Match campaign, where folks should go online and they should help you rebuild after all the amazing work that you've done for so many people for so many years.
Appreciate that, David, very, very much. It is hard to believe that over 1,000 people have already hopped aboard and contributed. I thank each and every one of them. And what can I say? The community around the world has certainly responded, and it's really, really heartwarming. I mean, look, you're involved in actually feeding people who are in need of basic necessities every single day of the year. And there are a lot of organizations and groups outside of Met Council, if I'm correct, that depend on you for your services and for your distribution efforts. I would imagine that now, before the holiday of Pesach, whatever efforts are made on behalf of people that are in need have been stepped up like crazy. How would you describe these days before the most important holiday to keep in mind the needs of other people?
You know, for me, it's honestly all a little bit surreal. It's one of these weird things where it's like, you know, I spend my day sort of vacillating between people who are very, very rich and people who unfortunately are struggling. And I sort of, you know, I joke with my team, and I don't know if your folks know this, but I'm very fortunate that one of my senior staffers, his name is Benjamin Siegel, and I get to spend a lot of time with Benjamin. And I joke with Benjamin that I feel like I'm Robin Hood on some days, right? Because I'm stealing from the rich to give to the poor. We're not stealing, obviously. We're just encouraging people to really do the right thing. And I think that's really, you know, I would say half my job is just encouraging people to do the right thing and to remember that, you know, we have a pretty stark contrast that's happening right now in the post-pandemic world. And that is that a lot of people in our community have done tremendously well. And this year more than ever, and this is a fact, this year more than ever, the top Pesach programs in the world, talking Orlando, Mexico, Israel, Europe, Spain, they're sold out. They're a waiting list. You can't even get in because so many people have made so much money in our community that they're dropping $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 for their families for Pesach, which is amazing. And it's so tremendous to see that. And you're so happy when you see that for our community. It's really wonderful. But at the same time, what you have happening is that more people than ever before in our community have lost their jobs due to COVID, and they haven't gotten it back yet. People don't realize that New York City has the highest unemployment rate in the country for a major city. It's twice as high as the rest of the country. And there was a study that came out on Friday, just before Shabbos, that there's almost 300,000 jobs that we are short in New York City, which means that people in our community, and I literally got a call from someone who I know, but not super well. I daven with him a shul occasionally, and he says, look, David, I run a business, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that my business has not made money in the last 2 years. And because of the challenges, I keep my businesses open, but I really have not made any money. I need food for Yom Tov. And it's just shocking to me that people like that need food. And so what I've been telling people over the last couple of weeks is, look, if you are fortunate enough that you can go away for Pesach, or you're fortunate enough that you can make a tremendous meal for Pesach, if you're fortunate enough that you can have the resources to have a beautiful, wonderful, amazing Pesach, give a few dollars more this year than you've ever given before for Kimcha de Pesach, for those people that we're feeding, which is over 300,000 people that we are feeding, as you pointed out, where we give the bulk of the food to groups like Tomchei Shabbos and Sephardic Bikur Cholim, and just yesterday, UJO Williamsburg, where we gave out hundreds of thousands of pounds of food to the Hasidic community. And what's unique about what Met Council does, and this is why it's really surreal, is that we work with every community, right? You know, I think we all spend a lot of the time trying to be in our own little bubble, right? Whether it's the Haredi community or the modern Orthodox community, or the Hasidic community or the less observant community or the conservative community. What's really fascinating about the work that we do at Met Council is we're the only organization that I know of that services the entire spectrum of the Jewish community. And folks who want to help, they should go to metcouncil.org/Pesach, metcouncil.org/Pesach. We are literally $1 million short of our goal this year solely because of inflation. Inflationary costs have made it that we were $2.5 million short. We raised $1.5 million, and we have $1 million to go just to get through Pesach over the next week.
Well, metcouncil.org/Pesach. metcouncil.org/Pesach. When people line up on a day like yesterday to get the food and provisions that you are providing for the holiday, what types of things are they getting? I just want people to get a sense of how you are providing real basic necessities that they would never be able to afford.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of surprising when you say it that way. And like I said, it's a little bit surreal. So we're giving out eggs. Eggs. You know, he's like, eggs, why are you giving out eggs? Because you have large families. And I want to just be clear, every distribution is different. We tailor our distribution to the communities that we're reaching out to, right? So we have a very different distribution on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where there are many cases are seniors and smaller families versus Williamsburg, which are larger families, where Borough Park today, Flatbush, Coney Island, it all depends on the community. So when you talk about the Hasidic community in Williamsburg, we're giving out some of the basic staples that for them are very expensive. So for example, the wholesale cost of eggs to us, we paid last year $1.05. This year we're paying $1.50 for eggs, which means that our cost has gone up nearly 40%. And if you ask anybody who shops for eggs, they will tell you that last year eggs were about 40% less. Today, a dozen eggs is $3.29. So we give out cases of eggs, for example, and we give out fish. And for example, we also throw in desserts because we know that's something that people who are low income can't afford. And why shouldn't they be able to enjoy Pesach like the rest of the community? And basic staples such as tuna and onions and potatoes and oil. So we're really focusing on the basic products, right? I always tell folks that people always ask me, like, you know, why does Tomchei Shabbos raise money? Why does Sephardic Bikur Cholim raise money? And the answer is we give the basics because that's really what we feel our obligation is, but they go above and beyond, right? You know, so Sephardic Bikur Cholim and Tomchei Shabbos, they want to give shmura matzah, they want to give brisket. That's amazing, but we don't have the budget to do that. And certainly that's not our focus. We want to make sure that people have the basic stuff for Yom Tov, and that's really the kinds of products that we're giving. We're giving approximately 30 different products for Pesach, the basic staples from eggs to fish to chicken to grape juice, for example. We take it for granted how expensive a case of grape juice is. And people wait online for hours. You know, people are always like asking me, how do you know people need it? I tell them, you would not wait online for hours for food unless you needed the food, right? Yeah. No one would do that. Think about it. If you're at home, you're not waiting online for hours just to get some food if you don't need the food, right? I mean, you clearly need the food if you're waiting online.
If people would add up everything you just said, just in the basic box, so to speak, at today's prices, they would start to understand why this holiday is so difficult. A friend of mine said to me yesterday that he went shopping in one of the regular supermarkets that turns into, you know, Pesach Superstore over the a couple of weeks before the holiday, and asked the manager, after purchasing everything that he needed, and thank God he had no trouble, you know, purchasing what he needed, asked the manager, how do people do this? How do families come in here and pay this kind of money when this holiday is so prohibitive and so difficult? And there are a lot of communities doing good work out there with special funds for those who can't afford. with outreach to those who are in need. It's one of the things we're talking about during our Chesed campaign. But what Met Council is doing is really answering the basic needs for so many. What are the numbers? How many families do you think you've touched before this holiday in one way, shape, or form with their needs for Pesach?
So we're very big, and this is really critical to the work that we do. We want our donors to have confidence in what we're doing, so we track every dollar and exactly where it goes. We believe that by the time this week is done, we will have given food to approximately 307,000 people in our community.
Wow.
Which is really tremendous when you think about it. It's the largest free kosher for Pesach food distribution in the world. And it's just been so much more challenging because of the inflation. You know, I think that a lot of folks who are successful just don't realize the prices because, you know, it just doesn't register, right? So if your matzah, which matzah today is up 23%, you're like, okay, it is what it is. Cooking oil is up 38%. Chicken is up 50%. You know that a few weeks ago, the chicken joints in our community, you know, these chicken shops, they ran out of chicken. You couldn't even pay whatever it is you wanted, you couldn't pay for chicken, right? And so people need to understand that so many people out there are struggling, and Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy. I really am. I promise you, nothing makes me happier when I see people in our community successful, but the successful people need to understand that part of the success they have in Achrayus for the people today, more people than ever before, and it really comes down to a handful of categories. There are people who are always struggling. We're always going to be there for them. There are people who generally can make it, right? You know, you've got a teacher and an Uber driver in the community, right? You know, an immigrant couple, and they're struggling to make ends meet, and they generally can make it, but when it comes to Pesach, they can barely make ends meet. And this year, because of the tremendous expense where the Pesach bill could be 50% higher than the non-Pesach bill, they're just not able to make it. And then you have so many people in our community, especially people, quite frankly, who are in their 50s and 60s who lost their jobs, who just, it's so difficult for them to get a equivalent job that they never needed help before, and they now need our help. And we have enough rights. I really believe this is a community to help them. And that's why we're saying, go online, give to medcouncil.org/Pesach, medcouncil.org/Pesach, or I tell people, look, you have your local Kimcha de Pesach campaign, I'm okay with that too. Give to your local Rav or your shul, wherever you want. Just give more, especially if you can afford to travel this year, and if you're dropping $100,000, $200,000, have a great time. But yes, this is classic Jewish guilt. Make sure that you help the people left behind. That is the entire purpose of Pesach, not to simply frolic on a beach in Mexico.
There are, well said, there are a couple of traditions that are, there are a couple of, I should say, concepts that are traditions in our tradition. One is that Pesach is always going to be expensive. If you look at the sources for hundreds of years, one of the things we always know, one of the concepts we grew up with is that Pesach is always going to be expensive. There are going to be people that can't afford the wine, the matzah, the basics for the holiday. And the other thing is, of course, and the other part of our tradition, which is so vital before the holiday, is that we have an obligation to make sure that everybody has the wine, the grape juice, the matzah, and all the basics that they need in order to make it through the holiday. So you get an opportunity to acknowledge the situation. That's been a situation in our community since Pesach began, and you get an opportunity to help solve it by going to metcouncil.org/Pesach, metcouncil.org/Pesach. They are feeding an incredible number of families year-round. Pesach time, that number increases, and they could use our help, especially this week. And information about all the services and everything that Met Council does is they feed the hungry and serve the poor on a daily basis. You can go to metcouncil.org. All the information is there. David Greenfield is the CEO of Met Council on Jewish Poverty. David, anything else you'd like to tell us this morning?
Yeah, look, you know, I really want to just say that, you know, we have a tremendously amazing, fabulous community. And part of what I remind people is that there's a lot of great things that are happening. People are raising tremendous amounts of money for Ukraine. People are now raising tremendous amounts of money for all sorts of unique and classic and out-of-the-box projects. It's important for people to remember that these are your neighbors. You don't know them. I promise you, Nachum, I did not realize just the other day when one of my neighbors texted me and said, look, I'm struggling. I need food for Pesach. You're not going to know this because we live in a community that's really unique. You go to shul in the morning or on Shabbos, and you're sitting between a billionaire, a millionaire, and someone who looks like he's just like you, but really he can't have food on his yomtiv table. And that's amazing about our community, right? We don't have class distinctions when we get together. So it's easy to think, well, if he's sitting at my table on Shabbos eating the herring with the shul's kiddush where he's having bourbon, he must be okay. But that's not true. So just because you don't see it, and it's the most important thing I can tell people, just because you don't see it doesn't mean there aren't people in need. We're strictly confidential. People come to us because they have tremendous challenges, and I can assure you that you have a neighbor, you have someone at your shul's table that you eat herring with that is struggling this Pesach who would never tell you, but they tell us. And that's why it's important that you give back, and that's why it's important that you give generously. And this has been the biggest struggle that we've seen literally in the 50 years of Met Council's existence because of the high costs of yomtiv this year, which are always high, but this year they're higher than ever because of inflation and because of the realities of the illegal and immoral Russian invasion of Ukraine that has had a worldwide effect on the high costs of food. People need your help more than ever. I wish people an amazing Pesach. Have a great time wherever you go. Just make sure you give more money than ever before to help the people who are left behind in our communities who you may not even know exist. And they, quite frankly, are probably your neighbors and your associates, and you might even shop in their stores.
David, if we sit down Friday night with everything we need, we got to be really, really thankful. Simple as that.
100%. We really are blessed. And that's the other thing I would point out to people is that even if you're not out there, you're not able to look at Instagram and Facebook and you're saying, wow, people are having an amazing time. If you're sitting there at the yomtiv table and you have your family and you have your health, and you have enough to eat, you're doing amazingly well, and you should really enjoy and have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach and a wonderful Zisin Pesach.
Thank you so much, David Greenfield. A Chag Kasher V'Sameach and a Zisin Pesach to you as well. MetCouncil.org/Pesach, everybody. MetCouncil.org/Pesach. An opportunity on a real, real large level to make an impact for the hundreds of thousands of people that Met Council is going to be assisting before the holiday. MetCouncil.org/Pesach. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. We have our Chesed campaign, which is really one-on-one on a very basic level, which we love. But we can't forget the large number of people at Met Council and organizations like them, although I don't know if there is anything like them, frankly, that they're serving on a daily basis and certainly now before the big holiday. MetCouncil.org/Pesach. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.